For those guests, my birthday's coming up. I forgot. Ladies, thank you. That's the best group singing I've heard today. I honestly believe and say that. So, I love it here. Wow, so moved. Thank you so much, folks. Like I said, for those of you that may be visiting with us a little bit, I love the relaxed spirit that we have here at Malcap. I love it that as the longer you're here, you realize how little control I have over these people. About how it is just such a thrill to come in to share the joy of the Lord, showing our love one for another. And I appreciate so very much all this, written by Janet Robertson, sung by God's Girls, July 20th, 2014. Boy, I love this. This is going to be treasured here. We'll have to put it up on the wall in the office there. But all of you, what a privilege it is and what a pleasure it is to have the opportunity to minister here at Mount Calvary. When you go, I have a privilege this evening. We're going to have the opportunity to go over to the Community Church of God. It's over in Dunloring, Virginia. Is not far from Tyson's over there. It's 7 o'clock. We will be singing right at 7:30. The Sons of the Father are going to be singing over there. They're the featured group. We'll get in there early. We will make them sound good, dearly. That's our job. It's amazing how the more that we progress, that the groups that call us that want us to come in make them sound better. And I'm so privileged to have that opportunity. So if you get an opportunity, you want to come out over at 7 o'clock over there. Pastor Glenn over there, known him for years and years, and such a good man, and beautiful church. You're going to love it. So go over there and share the love of God and sound and music. The bus is, I don't know. I don't know what time that bus is going to leave, so we'll meet over there. Paul and Sharon, you moved us so much this morning with your testimony. We would be remiss if we did not have the opportunity to sing happy anniversary to you. That's what we do here at Mount Calvary. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, Paul and Sharon. Happy anniversary to you. Don't forget, coming up Wednesday night, we have our midweek service, and this Friday night, you're in for a treat. We have the Dixie Echoes. Mr. Randy Shelnut will be here, one of the twins singing bass. You're going to love this bass singer. He's got a big, out of a little package, you'll hear a lot of big bass notes come out of him. So come on out on Friday night and support. Looking for a great crowd. I think all will be blessed. Also, right after the service, remember, we're going downstairs for a meal, and we encourage you to go out the double doors in the back and walk around the church and down those stairs that are a little not quite as steep as these on the side. So if you are going down these on the side, be very, 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 did I say very? Careful going down there, huh, doing that. Sideways. Go down there sideways. I got to travel. Sometimes you got to get away. Plain simple. Opportunity arose with this short notice, got to go out to the West Coast. I'd never stepped foot in California. Got to fly into San Francisco when, I guess Jane, she was telling me this morning, we have one thing in common. She was telling me that she had lunch. Now, I had lunch at Fisherman's Wharf, I imagine she probably had lunch over at Alcatraz. I'm not sure which one she had. I'm just, with the past that I know, I'm just guessing there, Jane. I'm just guessing. I got to see sights that I had never seen before. Trust me, folks, I love the East Coast. I've been very fortunate here. I love the state of Virginia. I love the contrast that we have between the cities so close to the nation's capital, the most important city in the world. And then you can go down, my brother is, down in the Tidewater section, see all that beautiful, the ocean crashing in, and go up, which I extremely love, is the hills where my parents are from. My parents residing on the other side of the Blue Ridge and seeing those wonderful, wonderful nature. And you have it all right here in the state. But going out there, it is different. It is beautiful. And I got to go down through the center of Napa Valley and see those wonderful vineyards, especially moving after we preached on the vine and what Jesus meant when he taught and used that illustration of a vineyard and the vine. Got to go up into what's known as Muir Woods, where they have those redwoods that are just tremendous. And I'd always been on my bucket list, as you say, to see one of those big red. I love the thoughts of a tree that you can't even consider wrapping your arms around. It's so big. It's so impressive. And also, I had the opportunity to go out to Carmel to see what is known as 17 Mile Drive. I got to have lunch over on a golf course called Pebble Beach. For those of you who watched it on television in February, where they have the AT&T, and then back in 2010 they had the U.S. Open, and coming up in 2019 they will celebrate 100 years, and they will have the U.S. Open. See, I'm moving a little bit, just to let you know. Just to let you know that they will be celebrating 100 years with another U.S. Open in golf being played there. I agree. Sally, if that's for me, tell them I'm preaching right now. Don't worry about it. Sally, you missed your opportunity. If you'd have pointed at Don, I would have thought it was Don the whole time. So that's an opportunity missed here. And it was so nice that as things kind of changed and I didn't have a set structure on the trip and what I was going to do and which day, the last full day I was there, I went to Pebble, went to Carmel, went to that 17-mile drive, and that is one of the most impressive places that I've ever been in my life. The natural beauty is just simply incredible. I went, and as I went to the golf course, and as I stood as a child would, with a little nose pressed up against the window looking in, because I did play on Wednesday, and my greens fee and cart were $33, and I estimated I could have played 22 times there for the same cost as one round on Pebble Beach, so I just looked at Pebble Beach, and a little hard to get that $600 round. But as I looked and I had the opportunity to drive, and the first stop after that, I pulled off on the side of the road and people were gathered just looking out towards the water there, because you have right next to Carmel Bay, you have the ocean coming in. And at one time I could see 5 whales at once. They were breaching. And I'd never seen a whale before in my life. Well, I saw him on television, Bill. Don't look at me like that. I see him on the television. I know what a whale is. I didn't remember. Same time, I'm looking at the whales, and they have the sea otters and the sea lions right below you, and you see the waves crashing in. The next stop is what's known as the Lone Cypress. And you see right out on that bank and how they've just placed such a wonderful, beautiful, the way it stands just so stately by itself there, a tree that's estimated to be about 250 years old. I came around and I saw another golf course that I was not going to get to play. But it made my heart felt good because I saw a fella hitting the sand trap and he didn't get out on the first shot. And I said, thought to myself, he's trying to get his money's worth. That's what I thought. And as I drove and as I saw, and it says that that 17-mile drive and the way that the ocean comes and meets the land, it is described as the greatest meeting of land and sea in the world. I know I've got the little pamphlet. I can show you a little pamphlet here that I got. And as I told people that I was going to take the trip, people would look at me and smile. And I said, oh, you've been there. And they said, oh, I've been there. And you're going to have a marvelous time because it's a beautiful, beautiful place. So I had in my mind a certain perception of what I was going to see. But trust me, friends, it was far more beautiful than I could ever perceive in my mind, seeing that bit of heaven on earth. And so thus, it takes me to our scripture today. Today, I'm going to talk about heaven, because it is a far more beautiful place than even the greatest mind ever to step upon this earth could perceive. Back in the book of Revelation, John, and it talks about a vision. It talks about a vision of what is ahead. The 21st chapter. And I'm going to start down in the third verse. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself, oh, I like that part. God himself will be with them and be their God. And the fourth verse, which is in my mind and my heart, one of the most encouraging verses in all the Bible. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Heavenly Father, a special blessing unto the reading of your word. We ask this in your name today. Amen. A place like no other place that you've ever been. It seems that so many times we are moved by the news that we hear. So moved that Jessup would remember families. And it seems like more and more we hear these stories over and over again of such hardship. Such loss. And I know that you and your own life and the things that you've dealt with and the things that you have to deal with, it's difficult. It's difficult. We have pain. Trust me, folks, the pain that you feel that is real. I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ, he loves each and every one of us. I believe that it says you accept him into your heart, and what a wonderful testimony by Sharon this morning. I believe without a shadow of a doubt that you have, as they say, punched your ticket to heaven. But that does not mean that you will escape all the suffering of this world, all the challenges that you will face, all the times, even here in this small sanctuary that I have sat, I've had laughter and I have had tears. I don't know when I've enjoyed a place more than this, but at the same time, I don't know when or where I have had the emotions of my heart. Why I have cried and wept over the losses, over the pain. But and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no pain, for the former things have passed away. Heaven. Heaven. A different place. One that you cannot even conceive in your mind, in your heart, no matter what you've seen, no matter what you've experienced. Cannot even prepare you for the beauty that lies ahead. We don't get it right here. Things are not quite. I knew something was amiss because we had ladies on the front row that, and I know Janet Robinson when she's in the front row. Herbie, she's one of those back row Christians. So she, when she's in the, you can tell her I said that when you go downstairs. I knew something was amiss. I knew this morning when the ladies, they went from this room over to the pastor's office because they just had a hand for you, and they tried out the new chairs. We have two new chairs there. The same chairs that almost you'll find in Alcatraz that they use for the electrocutions over there. They look like that. And here in the sanctuary, even coming back, as Miss Ruby was explaining and talking, and different pieces of jewelry were flying off of her. And here were people who were down on the, I was looking here with practice, and here are people down on the floor, and they're scurrying around trying to find pieces of jewelry or that she lost off her watch. Didn't find that piece of jewelry, did we? No. I see a pocket watch in your future, Miss Ruby. And I knew it was going to be different. And I like when it's different. I like not knowing what's going to happen. I like the way that God, in His wisdom, day in and day out, He surprises me. I'm no different than any of you. Maybe sometimes I feel that I've been blessed more. Possibly because I've been forgiven more. I don't know. But I don't believe that God is a respecter of persons. I read there was a bank in Chicago that had asked for a letter of recommendation for a young man. A young man from Boston coming out to apply for the job. And this Boston investment house, they could not write back and say enough nice things about this young man. They wrote back saying that his father was a Cabot and his mother was a Lowell. And further back was a happy blend of Stallstons and Peabodys and some of Boston's finest families. And the bank there, bless them, Lord, is on their way. And the bank there in Chicago sent a note back saying, "Your letter of recommendation was altogether inadequate. We are not contemplating to use this young man for breeding purposes, just for work." My God is not a respecter of persons. He loves each and every one of us the same. I'm not sure what heaven's going to be like. I hope it'll make that Pebble Beach golf course I saw look like a putt-putt course out there. I don't know. But I'm fully believing that a God who would send His Son to die upon a cross for me, who would show that much love and compassion, has something in store for each and every one of us. So beautiful. As I told you a bit about going out, as I was preparing to leave, I got on the BART train. All of you knowledgeable people from out there, you may know, I believe that's the Bay Area Rapid Transit, the BART, Metro. And on that train, it has a sign that I was looking at. A big little frame up there. And it had across the top, in case of emergency. Then it had three words under it. The first one was, look. Be aware. Be aware. The second was, follow. Oh, I'm sorry. The second was listen. And the third one was respond. Look, listen, and respond. That got my attention, and I started to read. And all the, and when it got to that part, I had to get the glasses out, you know. In case of emergency, look. Where are you going to look? You're going to look upward. You're going to look to the one. You're going to look to the one. Secondly, in a case of an emergency, you need to listen. You need to listen. Listen to the leading of God's voice in your life. I saw a t-shirt out there that, ladies, after I mention this, you'll not get up and sing for me again. So a gentleman came by, and I read his shirt, and I just had to crack up laughing. He said, you know, on the shirt it says, my wife gives sound advice. 99% sound, 1% advice. And I'm going, oh, I'm glad you're here on the West Coast. On the East Coast, these ladies would, whoo. I believe that we have to listen to God's voice. And then third, and then most importantly, you got to respond. You got to set your sail. You got to make it a goal in your life to serve Him. Don't you think that's what we owe Him? Plain and simple. You got to make it your goal. They're coming out of the side. It's time for me to quit. Yes, ma'am. Are you ready downstairs?
Yes.
Shall I sit here a while? No. You have to make it a goal to respond in action. I think it's marvelous what the ladies have done today and the meal we have. It takes effort. I believe that God will lay it upon your heart to take action, to show other people that you care. You're simply an old sinner saved by grace. Each and every one of us are. So I encourage you. I encourage you. Look, listen, and respond. And trust me, the end that awaits you is going to be glorious. Somebody said, saw it on a church sign. The payment may not be that much, but the retirement plan is just out of this world. And I believe it. Heaven. I want to pray, and I want to thank, first of all, the ladies and all those that have taken part. And I want to encourage you all to come on downstairs, and let's just have a wonderful time of fellowship. Although they're celebrating all this, acting like it's my birthday. I know it's all for Jennifer. I know that. If Matt would have been here, it would have been for Matt. Sorry for standing so still, Don. But I encourage you, enjoy God's people. Enjoy the gifts that you've been given. And let's look forward to what we have in store for us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you that we've been able to gather in your house. We thank you for the praises that we've heard. We thank you for the many needs that have been lifted up unto you. We thank you that you've appointed this time for us to be together in celebration in your name. Now, Heavenly Father, downstairs we'll have a meal. We ask now that you'll simply bless the food. You'll bless the hands that have prepared, and you'll allow us to have a wonderful time of fellowship down there, just showing God's love one to another. We thank you for Dee and the helpers. The many helpers have just decorated so beautifully, and we thank you for their willingness to give of their time and efforts. So God, let the things that we have seen, let the words that we have heard inspire us to be active in finding that one who needs you. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said amen, amen. Would you please stand to your feet? Oh, yes, ma'am, first of all.
Can we bring something in here right now?
I guess you can. They're going to bring something in here. We don't know what this is. Oh. It's a pony. It's a pony. Thank you very much. Am I going to open that?
Yes. You open it.
Okay.
It's heavy. That's for you.
Thank you.